The next thing which I'm being asked is, what is the significance of using two markers? Because as I've explained to you earlier, one method uses mammoglobin and CK19. The other method uses only CK19. Is mammoglobin useful or not? These are the positive lymph nodes. And this graph is hot off the press, really. If mammoglobin and CK19 positive, both lymph nodes testing positive for both, is the vast majority. The vast majority will test positive for both. 11 lymph nodes tested positive for mammoglobin, but not CK19. And another 16 lymph nodes will test negative for mammoglobin and only positive for the epithelial marker CK19. Now, blue is when histology results were positive. Red is when histology results were negative. So what is the significance of mammoglobin? Obviously, these 11 patients here had an axillary clearance at the same time. If we didn't test them for mammoglobin, we wouldn't have done the axillary clearance.